40s and 50s. I went to a Catholic school, and Catholic education is very important for, you know, Filipino families. 80% of the Philippines is Catholic and Christian. So I went to 12 years of Catholic school, and I'm the oldest of four. So my two sisters and then my brother were all born here in Oakland. And we pretty much grew up in an elementary school that had other Filipinos. Not a lot, but enough to not be so oblivious of our Filipino identity. So, and that school is really, it's interesting because I think because of post-World War II, that elementary school had a lot of what I would consider 1.5 generation immigrants. So they were immigrants from all over, especially Europe, some from Mexico. So all of our parents, for the most part, were immigrants as we were growing up. But the school had a really good PE program, physical education program. And so we danced every Wednesday. And so we would do international dances. So it wasn't, it was like our identity was always reinforced by kind of an environment that accepted diversity, even before there was talk of diversity, because of the immigrant character of a lot of our families. Irish, Russian, German, Filipino, Mexican, Portuguese. So growing up was kind of like, you know, there was an acceptance that I think a lot of people don't feel even now. So, and then my dad was in the U.S. Army, so there was a Filipino veterans organization called Rizal Post 598. So we grew up with other Filipino kids whose fathers were in the military and fought in World War II in the Philippines. And so we kind of had our already a set playgroup and grew up in this building called the Veterans Memorial Building, which is in downtown Oakland. And a few hundred of us, I'm sure, grew up in that building because we had to come to meetings. They didn't believe in babysitters at that time, so they would bring us to hang around.